Hey guys, Brent Chan. Welcome back to PhotoProfit.net, where we talk about the business of photography. Today, my special guest is Gail Lowen from Canada, and we talk about confidence and fear and making $6,000 in the dead of winter. It's a case study of how Gail made more money in the first quarter of this year than she did all of last year. Gail also shares a story of how she overcame fear, gained confidence, and how it's boosted her photography business. We also discuss why it's good to slow down, how to attract luck into your life, that we should all treasure life, and how to get permission for your passion to soar. Gail gives us some really good action steps on how to make your photography business succeed. Now, Gail's one of the first students in my PhotoProfit 8-week course, and since she's been in there, she's made $6,000, and that's the goal of this course. The goal was to help you make your first $5,000, and I'm really proud of Gail. She's taken action each week, and that's why she's getting results. Now, just remember, guys, I'm taking applications for my next PhotoProfit 8-week course. So just go to the show notes. It's at photoprofit.net/35. This is episode 35. And go apply to get into this course. And without further ado, let's get into it. I really enjoyed speaking with Gail. And, I'm sure you're going to get a lot of value out of this podcast.
PhotoProfit. Make more profit in your photography business.
Hey guys, Brent Chan. I've got Gail on the other line. You're from Canada. How are you doing, Gail?
I'm great, Brent. How are you doing?
Yeah, awesome. I've just come back from a quick little surf before our call, just to get myself in the mode. It's starting to get cold here, but I believe it's getting warm where you are.
Yeah, it's lovely. Although we've had a couple days of rain, it's a little cooler, but the rain is welcome. The farmers have got their fields pretty well planted and we needed the rain, so it's all good.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Gail, what we're going to talk about today is your $6,000 case study in your photography business. And you've jumped into my PhotoProfit 8-week course a few months ago when we were running the trial, the kind of the pre-launch trial version of it to test it out. And since then, you've made $6,000. Now, that's just amazing. Can you tell us a little bit about how you did that?
Well, I did have a couple of jobs lined up ahead of time because I have been growing as a photographer and growing as a business for the last 3 or 4 years, well, two more of a intentional role. But since taking your course, I found that I became more confident. I had a better idea of what I was after myself, what I could offer people. And was given tools and confidence to actually advertise better or call myself a photographer and put myself out there. So what I found really intriguing was as I was taking your course, the jobs kept coming in and implementing the tools that you gave us just seemed to immediate effect. And normally January to early summer is a quiet zone for us here. I mean, we're in the dead of winter in January, February, March in Canada, and not too many people are looking at family photos. And yet here I was experiencing all kinds of other options that I had never experienced before. And I've made more in the first quarter of the year than I did last year in total. So I'm excited.
Wow, that's amazing to make more than you did in the first quarter than you did in the full year. And that's in the dead of winter, which is, like you said, it's the kind of the dead zone for photographers in Canada. I believe it's pretty cold in Canada. I know it's cold. I've seen you post a few things, some images online, and it's really, really cold. For me, cold is like, maybe less than 20 degrees Celsius. So like less than 70 degrees Fahrenheit. So that's cold for me.
Put a minus in front of that 20 and you're getting chilly. That's it's
awesome.
Beautiful all right. Here. We've got all, we're never bored. There's always something new and exciting to photograph.
Yeah, that's great. I'm going to have to come and visit you sometime.
Absolutely.
So let's jump into the how, Gail. So how did you actually do this? So how did you get that confidence that you were lacking before, and how did you actually make this $5,000 or $6,000 in the dead of winter in Canada?
I think, boy, if I knew that definitively, I'd be a lot happier. there seemed to be a little bit of good fortune that came my way from work I had done in the past, combined with what I learned from the course, that allowed me to just project it more into the future. Because of the work that I had done, I had a couple of people that I were acquaintances. I didn't know them really well. Up until now, my business has really been close friends and family and word of mouth from there.
Okay.
But it reached just a little bit beyond my immediate circle. And one person suggested to our local art gallery that they had had an exhibitor pull out at the last minute and needed somebody to come in and put a display in the local art gallery of about 20, 24 pieces. And I had never done that before, but they had put my name forward. The art gallery called me. I said yes without hesitating because I thought, Brent, you know, we're in business. We've got to take these leaps.
Yes.
And in 10 days from the time I said yes, I would do it, well, from the time I had the offer and I accepted the next day, 10 days later, I had prints printed, framed, and prepared for hanging in a gallery. That was a whirlwind, and it was a challenge, but it was an exhilarating challenge. One that I don't think I would have had the courage to take without the idea of starting the Photo Profit course and starting already to think of myself as a photographer. I wasn't quite brave enough to do that. I was someone who took good pictures, but I wasn't a professional photographer. I thought, nope, starting now, we're going to do this.
Perfect. Awesome. Let's jump into that. So let's talk about the confidence thing, because I noticed right in the beginning when we were running the first couple of weeks in the 8-week course, there was a lot of talk about confidence. And that was the main excuse, actually, that students gave me for not doing things, was that they weren't confident. So they were scared, basically. Well, I guess confidence, not having confidence is fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
So do you remember what I said to you guys?
Uh-oh, is this a test?
No. And I'm trying to remember back, too.
Yeah, good.
I think I said something like...
You said so many good things, Brent. I can't remember them all.
Oh, good. I think I said something like, you know, you don't just have confidence. You basically got to break through that fear. So you got to feel the fear, which is basically fear of rejection, right?
Absolutely.
If I go there and I put myself out and I say yes to someone and I go put myself in front of someone and they reject me or they turn away or they don't want to talk to me or something, it's that's the main fear. Or if I fail,
right?
Or if I do something stupid. So if you realize that lack of confidence is really just fear of rejection, and if you ask yourself what is on the other side of that fear, so if I actually break through that fear, if I feel the fear and I do it anyway, what's on the other side of that fear? And it's normally something good, right?
Right, success of some fashion.
Yeah. So for instance, the local art gallery opening that happened, and I don't think that's just luck, Gail. I think you make your own luck. You put yourself out there, you're networking, you're speaking to people in your community, and then this opportunity falls into your lap. It seems to, but it's your making. You know, you've aligned things and it happens. I noticed the harder I worked in my photography business, the more luck I had too.
That's right.
People just call you, but it doesn't happen if you're not working in it, if you're not taking action and doing things.
That's right.
So I think, you know, the confidence that you actually took the local art gallery opportunity and you knew that you possibly had to report back to me and all the other students in the 8-week course.
Yes.
Maybe that helped you a little bit to say, hey, well, Brent's going to say something if I don't take this opportunity. You took it and you broke through your fear. And what was on the other side of that fear?
Oh, lots of success in ways I hadn't anticipated. I ended up selling 14 of the 20 prints that were on display.
Wow.
That was unbelievable to me. It was the first time I had been able to display, share, and sell my landscape and macro work. Portraiture is a bit of an easier sell. In terms people want, they hire you for that. But having actually people purchase my landscape and macro work was really, really rewarding and exciting.
That's amazing. You know, 14 out of 20 prints that you displayed that you sold. And is this a big city that you displayed this in, or is it a small town?
It's medium. In the city itself, there's about 13,000 people, but the catchment area is more like 45,000.
Okay. So, well, that's not a huge city, I suppose.
No. We're 45 minutes away from Winnipeg, which is a city of a million. Okay. And we do get a fair bit of traffic. We're right on the main Trans-Canada Highway, which gives lots of through traffic across Canada. And the gallery had a guest book, and I had signatures in there from different provinces, from Toronto, some really lovely compliments in there that were just, they just, you know, kept the fueled fire.
Yeah, giving you confidence, right?
Absolutely.
Because people are giving you positive feedback on your images and who you are as a photographer and an artist.
Yes. It's one thing to have friends and family encourage you. I mean, we'd be lost without that. I don't want to underestimate mm-hmm. that. But when people who have no vested interest in pleasing you take an objective look at your work and like it.
Yeah.
That is huge in terms of giving me reason to keep pressing on, to keep learning, to keep growing, to keep putting myself out there.
Yes. And putting yourself out there and, you know, breaking through that fear.
Mm-hmm.
So what else happened from this this local art gallery? How did that help your business?
Well, of course, I was able to do a lot of publicity. I made sure that my website address was on every little card that was the descriptor cards for each picture. I had business cards right beside the guest book. I had an open house, meet the artist kind of a day. And I had a couple of calls from there. In fact, I've already done a family portrait session from one of the customers who bought some of my prints that
wow.
when she saw that I also did portraiture through the business cards that I left there, she called me up and asked if I would do her family photos. So we did that, and I've delivered the prints to her, and she's happy. And now her daughter-in-law has hired me to do their family portraits. So
wow.
Some of that's been up. There's been good connections with people in the community, even in terms of just putting my name out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's the particular art gallery that I was in also offers itself as a meeting space for the local camera club for one, but other organizations in town, not-for-profits that mm-hmm. don't necessarily have a boardroom or a meeting room will be in that room, and they'll have their meetings or their presentations there. So other people went through, and yeah, it's been interesting even walking down the street. I'll have my name out there for other reasons or for my day job. And people have said, hey, did you have that art gallery exhibit? Is that you? Are you the Gail Lowen? And I'm like, yes, I am.
It's perfect. Fun. So it's helping you to network too with people in your community.
Yes.
Wow, that's great, because as we all know, that's the way to really build your photography business, portrait or wedding or commercial, is to network with the community, network with other business owners especially, and these nonprofits, so that they can start referring you on a regular basis. And if you can set up a referral system, that's even better.
Yes. Yeah. I hadn't sad to say that until that point, I really hadn't been very knowledgeable about all of what the Art Center had to offer people in our community. So even connecting with the gallery director and being able to plug into that community and support them in some ways has been really good networking. And they had a fundraiser for their local gallery. And so I donated a canvas print to their gala night. And so there's a lot of publicity that goes with that as a contributor. So there's a lot of, you know, pictures on social media and in the paper and A lot of the local businesses will buy tables. It's quite a big event. It was very recent, so I haven't really been able to measure the effect of it. But, you know, it doesn't even have to be an immediate effect. I'm confident that kind of assistance for another good cause in our community the ripples will return in some fashion.
It definitely does. And I think the more you give, the more you get back. That's just one of those rules,
yep.
You know, from nature.
Yep.
I think I found that the more I give, the more I get back to you. And it's the right thing to do help out these non-for-profit organizations and your local community. You know, give back, put some time and effort into your local community, and guess what? It's going to come back to you.
Absolutely. I don't want to give in order to get, but because I have already received, I get to give back, and then the wheel just keeps on turning.
It does. And it's, you know, you shouldn't give to get. I think that's the wrong way to give. Like when I went to Vanuatu and helped out there after the cyclone, I didn't do that for any gain.
Mm-hmm.
I just did that because I could, and it felt right at the time.
Yep, I agree.
And I even had people say, Brent, you come along and, you know, you can take some pictures and we can put them in the local newspaper. You can get all this publicity in it. And I said, you know what? I don't want that.
Mm-hmm.
It's not why I'm doing it.
Yeah.
I just want to do it because I can, and it's the right thing to do.
That's right.
But it does end up coming back to you in multiple ways, mm-hmm. like that you can't actually believe. So that's awesome, Gail. So just to summarize where we've got to. So we're talking about your the case study of how you made $6,000 in the dead of winter, more than you made the previous full year in Canada. And we went through how you were lacking confidence, and you got confidence from the course that I put out there, my Photo Profit 8-week course. You had some luck, which I believe isn't luck. It's just happens. You've managed to get your images, or you had this opportunity come your way, the local art gallery, which I think is also a positive constraint. And you probably heard me talk about that in the community before, where you do something, you go away, you have this event which actually forces you to get stuff done and in a positive way.
Yes.
So you've had this local art gallery, you put yourself out there, you were fearful, I guess, and you overcame your fear. And on the other side of the fear, you've actually had all this really good stuff happen to you. Sold 14 out of your 20 prints. You got all this publicity. You got a family photo shoot out of that. You got another one on the way. You've managed to network and, you know, speak to people in your community and also give back.
Yes. Yep. Oh, boy, you make it sound really exciting there.
Well, it is exciting. I'm really excited for you that you've done all this. So what else has happened that's helped your business in the last few months?
Well, with the course, I think a main benefit for me was really early in the course when you talked about the big picture and the why. And mm-hmm. and although I'm still refining it, that really thinking through that affirmed for myself that I do have a why. And it is valuable. It may not be for every single person in the world, but I have something to offer. And this is why I want to do what I want to do.
Awesome. Can you tell us what your why is?
Well, my desire is to capture moments to celebrate life, that affirm the value of people, that share the wonder of creation, and that inspire joy every day. So that's kind of a big flowery phrase, but really, I love when people understand or catch a glimpse of how valuable they are, first of all, to their families or a significant other. And I try really hard. It's important to me. I have this vision that the hour and a half that they're with me is a special little window for them to actually enjoy each other. And I just happen to be there taking pictures.
Perfect.
those moments where their eyes light up, like, yeah, I have a really cool family. This kid is pretty special, and I get to be the mom, or I get to be the dad. Like, this is neat. I'd like to cultivate as much as possible. Sometimes that's easier than others, but that's the goal, for just being able to have people pause and realize that this life they're living is a gift, and the moment that they're in right now is special and is a treasure, and just to make the most of it. And it's very similar when I'm not taking pictures of people, when I'm taking pictures, whether it's a landscape or a macro, I am captivated by the two extremes, by the vastness of creation that a landscape kind of represents, and just this majesty of the world that we live in. And even if it's a world you see every day, you may not be, are you seeing it? Are you truly seeing what we have here? Right down to the macros of the smallest detail, and just the amazing creator who put so much thought and energy and creativity into making a flower bud or a snowflake, or, you know, there's so much to appreciate in life. And if I can help people pause and appreciate what they're seeing and experience and their moment in life, then I'm a happy camper.
That's perfect. And, you know, I totally believe in living in the moment too. And I think that's what it all comes down to, slowing down and smelling the roses, right?
Yes.
Like noticing what's good around you. Because a lot of people get so worked up on, you know, working and making money and doing the day-to-day stuff and actually living for the future. And I was one of those. I used to live for the future all the time. I used to work really hard because one day I was going to enjoy life, right?
Yes.
And that never happens, because that day never happens, because it's always in the future. And I think what you're saying for me is to slow down, to live in the moment, pause, look around you, smell the roses, appreciate what you've got, celebrate what you have, basically just give thanks.
Absolutely.
And that's going to make you a happier person, and it's going to take away a lot of the problems which are that you perceive. You know, there may be all sorts of things, but if you actually focus on what's good, you actually become happier.
Mm-hmm. That was never brought home to me more than just last week, Brent. I did a photo shoot with a family who has a terminally ill 19-year-old son. And essentially they asked me to take their last family photos.
Wow.
That, yeah, it was an honor and a privilege. It was incredibly challenging, but I would do it again in a heartbeat. And to see, to witness their connection and genuine love for each other, and the strength and yet the vulnerability, and to realize that you're capturing moments on this earth that are very rare. And this family is going to treasure these pictures. And talk about living in the moment, that is exactly what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
We had the opportunity to know, and therefore an added awareness that these moments are to be treasured. But really, any one of us is unaware of when our last moments on this earth are. And not to be morbid, but we really should treasure and be grateful for what we have.
Definitely. I agree. I think we should live as if it's our last day on earth, but plan for the future, but
yep,
live now. Don't live in the future.
Yeah.
And also don't let the past drive your current state, you know.
That's right.
Let the past be the past, learn from it, and live now.
That's right. It's a good thing to learn from, but.
We've gone really deep here, Gail, and I love it, because you're such a great person. You contribute so great to both of my communities, the Photo Prophet community and the lounge, the sick lounge where Johnny and I hang out quite a bit.
Love and the lounge.
Thank you for that. You've been awesome in both of these areas. So if we had to put together some action steps, Gail, for someone who's getting going and wants to kind of follow what you've done, wants to make some money in the off season when the photography business is normally not busy, you know, in the dead of winter, if you had to recreate what you just did, How would you do that? What would be the action steps, the few action steps you'd suggest to someone who's just getting going?
Well, I would certainly begin to consider why. Why are you intrigued with taking pictures? Why is this an avenue that speaks to you or does it? When you can help identify your why, it just sort of serves as a really healthy fuel to keep going. Because when you identify your why, it's almost like it gives permission for your passion to soar.
Oh, I like that.
And then to push through the fear, because like you said, pretty much everything you want is on the other side of fear. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean you need to, you know, picture breaking through it. So you can walk through fear very gently, but you're still going to get through it. So start by putting things out there. A lot of people, I do, in my community, Facebook is still a big thing. There's Google Plus, there's Instagram, there's all kinds of social media that have their place. But put yourself out there and let people see what you do. And don't be afraid to share why it matters to you. On many of my images, I will put a quote that's meaningful to me, or I will explain why that caught my eye. And those ones seem to resonate the most with other people. And there is a market for me and for you. I was very concerned or afraid, frankly, let's just call it what it was. I was afraid that what I was would not be attractive to anyone. My work would not appeal to people. But what we have to offer will resonate with people. And when it resonates with people who have similar thought processes, or I get, you'll find your market, and that will satisfy you, because some people will have a different venue, a different style, a different preference, and that's okay, because somebody else will meet that. But there will be people that your work speaks to, and it's good to offer that to them. So, you know, breaking through that fear of, will I be liked? You won't know until you put it out there. So start somewhere, share with people. I loved the Sick Lounge because that let me share with people who could give me really healthy, positive, constructive feedback in an encouraging way. And that helped me build my skills, which gave me more confidence to put my work out in increasingly wider circles. Make submissions to people. The Photo Profit course helped me think of myself as a business person with this photography and had me be bolder to put myself in arenas where photographers go. And yes, that's good.
Definitely. Perfect. So the action steps you got there are figure out what your why is.
Yes.
Which I really like, that it gives you permission for your passion to soar. Love. Yep. That. And then the second one is to walk through your fear, not smash through it like I say. I kind of like the way you'd walk through it. That's good.
Well,
put stuff out there. It will resonate with the right kind of people.
Yep.
And I think that leads into the week two in the Photo Profit 8-week course, which is you know, figuring out who your ideal client is, because you're looking for someone that will resonate with, and that's going to be your ideal client. And then also giving you confidence. So thinking of yourself as a business person is what you got out of the course too. Anything else, Gail, or any other reasons why you think someone who's wanting to get their photography business up and running should take this 8-week course?
Well, also instrumental in the course was the positive steps forward you helped me take with my website. There's so much digital advertising, marketing, media is a must in this day and age. And although I had a website, it was very difficult to determine if it was successful or effective. And I'm still working on it. Like, there's things that I know I need to grow. By far and away, all of the steps in this course, I will be revisiting several times and just taking deeper, I think. But the website really was helpful. I feel like now I have something that I can be pleased to direct people to. It is a stronger website. I would, again, have been too chicken to ask for testimonies until you said in your course, go get some testimonies and put them on your website. So I put it out there. And while the responses that I got, both the speed that which people responded and the kindness of their comments took my breath away. But yeah, that being able to put that on there and then step back as if, would I shop at my own website? Like, if I was a customer, potential customer looking at my website, would this appeal to me? And to sit back and say, yeah, actually I like this. It felt good to be proud of the work.
Awesome. Do you think the action steps at the end of each week helped you? So having that homework or the one thing or the two things that you needed to do before the next week and being held accountable by me and the rest of the students, do you think that helped you push you forward?
Yes, definitely. It was concrete. It moved it out of that's a really good idea to, I have to get this done. It gave me results that I could see. The action steps, I think, are integral to the success of the course, both on your end as an instructor and as our end as students, to be able to even measure our progress. Absolutely, they were very helpful. Sometimes they were stressful because it was, I've got a week. How am I going to do this? And in everything else that we're doing. But you know what? If it's important to you, you'll get it done. And that was part of it when I realized there's a lot of other things I can reschedule or change because I really want to do this. So even that refining process has given me more desire and more realization that I do want to make photography a business. I do want to do this for me, for my way, but as a service to people. So yeah, definitely the action steps are key.
Perfect. And I think the action steps are designed also to push you out of your comfort zone a little bit. You know, it shouldn't be too easy to do them every week. I mean, they are, when you look back, you probably look at them like, oh yeah, that wasn't too difficult. But when you're actually doing it, you have to really push yourself out of your comfort zone to get things done, to change yourself as a person so that your business changes too.
Uh-huh. Yes, it sure does.
Yeah, and that's why I put them in there. And I encouraged you guys to get them done, you know, with quite a few emails and videos and things. So that's good.
You were also kind in your nudging. You were not a harsh instructor. I appreciated that. Graceful.
Well, I think I'm one of those people that hates someone telling you what to do in a in a negative way. You know, it just doesn't work with me. I resist that.
Yes.
I like someone encouraging me and saying, hey, you know what? That's great. But have you thought about doing this? I think that's maybe something I've learned over the years of running businesses and, you know, doing my own thing. So, wow, Gail, it's so great to have you on the show. And I'm so appreciative of you coming in. And I'm so glad that you're actually getting results and you can share them with people listening to this. Any final words from you? And where can people actually find out more about what you do?
Well, my website is www.glowenphotography.ca. That's GLOEWEN photography.ca. So you're welcome to check that out. You can find me there on Facebook as well. And there's a link from the website to my Facebook account. And I'm on Instagram as GLOEN Photography. What was the first part of the question?
Oh, any final words? And by the way, we'll put all those links in the show notes, photoprofit.net. Yeah, so any final words for anyone listening to this, maybe to encourage them to go for it, or, you know, anything that you want to end off with?
The Photo Prophet course in particular, the step-by-step methodology, I will keep forever, I think. I do anticipate reviewing each step periodically, some in very practical ways, because I know I need to get better at the marketing part of things, or, you know, I need to go deeper. I want more work done on my website. But even the big picture and why, and who is my ideal client, those in particular, just to review them and make sure that what is current, because the only thing constant in life is change. So,
right. So
making sure that I'm, is my why still my why? And I do believe that will stay the same, but I also think there's great merit in confirming that from time to time. The action steps for each teaching step were very practical and motivating. And I think the biggest overall impact from the course had caused me to think, do I really want to make this a business? And if so, how do I make this a successful business that suits me so I can maintain it long term? And just maintaining, going through those steps was an excellent process to determine that and then to build on once I decided, yes, I really do want to do this. So, you know, if you're not sure about doing a photography business, it's still a great course to take, because you will make a decision about your future based on fact and a good thought process, not on a whim, or a whim to say yes and then have it not be a positive experience, or a fear to say, no, I don't think I can. And then always wonder, what if? Take the course, figure it out, go forward in either stream with confidence.
Perfect. And I love the way you talk about being sustainable, having a business that's sustainable. And right at the beginning, I mentioned that your business is there to serve you, and you're not there to serve your business.
Exactly.
So figuring out what your dreams are and then having your business get you to your dreams.
That's right.
Is really important, because that makes it sustainable, and it makes you a happy person when you actually get there.
Exactly.
Instead of creating something that when you get there, you're like, whoa, this isn't what I had in mind. Mm-hmm. And this is taking up too much time now, and it's not, I'm not happy because it's become a job.
Yeah, that's very true. And even within the steps of the course, I had, you know, there were some things that the principle was there, and some of the suggestions or the ways that other course participants were implementing those suggestions didn't quite fit my ideal client or how I would navigate my business. But because the step was there, that I had to think through it and decide for myself, okay, how do I understand the principle. How do I work with that? How does it make it mine? And that just really felt good to be given the permission and encouragement by you to say, no, this has to be your business. This is, you know, ways to make it successful. But it's your business. How does it fit who you are? And I really like that.
Yeah, totally. And everyone's different. And that's what I love about this. You know, everyone's business is takes on their personality too. It doesn't have to be exactly like my business. Your business shouldn't be like my business, because it probably wouldn't work where you are. You know, it's got to be you. And it's got to take on your personality. Well, thank you so much, Gail, for being on the show. I really appreciate you coming in. And I'll be talking to you in the Photo Profit community.
Sounds great. Thanks, Brent.
Thank you. Bye.
To find out more, go to photoprofit.net. Don't forget to leave Brent some feedback too.